Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is K. Jamal Jones. Welcome to another episode of The Empire Within. Today's topic, affirm in your language. Listen, this journey that we're on, this life that we live, this 3D experience that we're having here on this planet is one that is filled with ups and downs, highs and lows. If you consider yourself a student, you're constantly learning, growing, evolving, witnessing the world around you, witnessing how you respond to the world around you, witnessing how you conduct yourself in all aspects, in all areas of your life. All right. So today's topic, affirmations in your own language. It's very important for us to understand that, you know, when we do affirmations, you know, there's so much out there in terms of how to do affirmations, how to say affirmations, and, you know, what's the proper way to manifest something that you want in your life. And I record this episode fresh off of listening to the audiobook of Think and Grow Rich. Now, anybody that has come down the road of personal development, success, accomplishment, riches, you know, you've come across Think and Grow Rich at some point on your journey. And this is not my first time listening to the audiobook. I bought that book maybe 18 to 19, maybe 20 years ago. And I've been reading it, you know, off and on ever since. Just like The Richest Man in Babylon, just like How to Win Friends and Influence People. There's a list of books that, you know, you kind of come across on this journey. But I'm listening to the chapter about affirmations, and the narrator is going through how to do these affirmations, and I'm like, man, this is cool. But then it hit me, right? It hit me as I'm listening to it. You have to do affirmations in a language that you understand. What do I mean when I say that? What do I mean when I say you have to do affirmations in a language that you understand? If you are from an urban area, an inner city community, you grew up in so-called poverty, right? You grew up with very limited resources, and you had to be resourceful with all of the resources around you. You had to make a way when there was no way. You've had to share classrooms with 35 classmates, one teacher, 20 textbooks. You're sharing textbooks, and out of the 20 textbooks, 15 of them got pages ripped out, and the page that you need is not in the book, right? When you come from these environments and these situations, these dire straits, if you will, right, your affirmations need to make sense. Your affirmations need to be something that you understand. Your affirmations need to be in the way that you talk. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for one person, you know, them being able to say every day in every way, I'm getting better and better, that may work for them, right? And it's not to say that saying it in that way will not work for you. But when you say an affirmation, it is important that you say the affirmation in the language that you understand. Meaning, if you're an individual that talks a certain way, then you can take that same affirmation of every day and every way I'm getting better and better, and you can say something that makes sense for you. So for me, I would say, okay, get busy today. You know that's something that you got to do. Go out there and do your thing, dog. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You better than this. You know you can do better than this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just using it as an example. But you need to be able to affirm in the language and in the context of how you speak. That is the only way it's going to be able to hit your subconscious. You know, you see individuals that are successful seemingly overnight. But the reality of it is that it might have taken them their whole life to have access to that success. Because it is an accumulation of going through adversity, making the necessary adjustments, and then inevitably standing on that platform of achievement. The issue is that we don't persist enough. We'll go through the adversity and we get so used to the struggle, right? So used to barely making it, so used to things not being the way that we think they should be, that we just stay there and we just get used to the adverse state. And now we become comfortable with the adversity because we're so used to it that we don't even try to make any adjustments. We don't even try to figure out what could I do better. We don't even try to figure out how can I level up, because we're so used to going through the difficulties and we continue in that pattern because it's common, right? It's not comfortable, but it's common. And because it's common, it's like, well, it's always like this. It's never going to change. It is what it is. I'm not really going to try to, you know, make it any different. I'm going to just stay in this position right here because it doesn't seem like it's working out for me. You know what I'm saying? And then when we do this work of personal development and we're hearing people affirm and manifest and all these different things, we're trying to affirm and manifest in languages that are foreign to us. I can't affirm and manifest my goals and my dreams in a language that I don't relate to. You know what I'm saying? So it's important for me to understand that when I'm affirming and when I'm manifesting the things that I want, the things that I need, the things that I desire, I have to say it in a language that makes sense to me. I have to talk like how I talk. I have to say, okay, yo, listen, my nigga, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Now, for somebody else, that might not work for them, right? For somebody else, they might not, you know, want to say my nigga, right? Because that might be a distraction to them. Like, what? He said my nigga? He called himself a nigga. It's like, see, they get distracted by all the wrong things. When the reality of it is that whatever gets you going, whatever vernacular you use in your everyday common speech and how you speak to yourself, that vernacular and that common speech and how you speak to yourself is going to be the thing that you can use to affirm yourself to be able to manifest your goals and manifest your dreams. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand that we have to affirm in our own language. We got to talk to ourselves nicely. We got to have honey with our words when we're speaking to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm tired of people that are so close to reaching their goals and reaching their dreams, just throwing a towel and giving up and calling it quits because it's taking too long. It's not happening fast enough. It's not going the way I thought it was going to go. Maybe this is just the life that I'm supposed to have. Maybe I'm just supposed to be in this place right here. You know what I'm saying? And like I always tell you all, success is all relative, right? So to one individual, they may look at a certain income and they may be celebrating. To another individual, they may look at that income level and they may be, you know, depressed because they have goals and dreams that are far beyond what that income level is. You know what I'm saying? For one person, $50,000 a year is not enough money. But to somebody else, it's a comfortable amount. It all depends on the part of life that you're in and the station in which you reside in that moment. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is that regardless of whatever the income is, you have to be able to be in a position where you can affirm in a language that you understand. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who subscribes to The Empire Within. We're grateful for the support from Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all places where podcasts are held. We're grateful for the support from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also grateful for the platform of YouTube. I have over 200 videos on YouTube. All you have to do is type in my name, Kenyon Jones. That's K-E-N-Y-O-N Jones. And all those videos will pop up. My mission is to empower, encourage, inspire, and educate you to being the best you that you want to be. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your continued financial support. And God bless.